Now, let's get real honest tonight. How many find yourself on a regular basis or a semi-regular basis in church? Maybe you never think about it. Maybe I just need to provoke you tonight to think about it. I caught myself 2 or 3 times tonight with my hands lifted up, singing the words because we know the songs, my mind. Which, you know, when the Bible talks about the heart or the inner man, it's not always talking about your spirit. Much of the time, it's just talking about your mind, your emotions, those things that go on in you. And so we can do all the right outward things, and yet our heart can be far from it. And what God is looking for is genuine worshipers, true worshipers, where that worship has initiated in the heart of man, and then the outward action is a vehicle to express the heart, not just learned behavior. We have to be very careful, my charismatic friends, that we don't just become like a bunch of parrots and learn a lot of charismatic behavior and charismatic language. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And oh, we can look so right to everybody else and sound so spiritual, but God sees the heart. God looks on the heart. If we can get any message tonight, we've got to understand that God looks on the heart. One man shared that he had a vision one time during a worship service, and it appalled him what God showed him. There's a big church. We'll say maybe a couple thousand people in the church. And God said, I'm going to show you how many people are really worshiping me. The ones that have a light coming off of them when I open your eyes are the ones that are really worshiping me out of their heart. He saw two lights. Well, you know, it takes discipline to mean the words of the song. It takes real discipline to even think about what you're singing or to even think about what you're saying.